With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and now we're talking with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And, Coach, it's been a while since we talked, but things are looking up for Winthrop High School.
Yeah, we're playing much better. We've still been fooling around with some combinations. We've had guys in and out of the lineup with illnesses. But a lot of guys are stepping up, and it's more of a collective effort, which we knew it would be. But no, we're quite happy with the results that we've been getting lately, and getting great goaltending and some really big efforts from some guys. So it's been, Hey, listen, winning's fun, right?
You know, Dale. Well, hell yeah. What's consistent in all the years that we have been doing this with you? You talk about get to three and the defense, and you started off the season. I don't know, maybe a little fits and starts, like when a kid is. Kids don't remember this, but when you had the old clutch and you got the old standard gear shift and stuff, the clutch would kind of cough and hack, and you win some and you lose some. So you had a bit of a bitten start there, but what's changed, Dale? You guys are playing such consistently good hockey.
Well, I just think guys are getting more comfortable in their skin, you know, especially some of our younger guys. I mean, we have guys playing minutes that never played varsity. Other guys that did play with us never grabbed the minutes that they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's been more of a collective, type of atmosphere. We lost what we lost. We know what we lost. We lost some pretty big players that were responsible for a lot of our output as far as, the scoring and just overall defense. But now kids are really starting to feel comfortable in their skin and their minutes, and we're getting great goaltending. It's just been we've had some meetings and just get things out on the table, and I think we're finding our identity. That's probably the bottom line. We knew we needed to find one. We didn't have it at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
We still had a hangover from what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I still think we were looking for guys to step up. And but now, our practices have been really good. Everything's been, the symmetry throughout everything we're trying to do is starting to come to the surface.
Everybody has to take care of illnesses and injuries and outside distractions for kids. But Dale, I want to go back.
Nobody likes to lose, but you can learn a lot from it.
Well, I was going to ask you, you had some big wins early on. Big game over Gloucester after a tough loss to Latin, and then another big game against Masco, and then another big game, a close game, by the way. All these are close games against Peabody. Then, a week and a half ago, Linfield. Now, Linfield, I know the Gardner boys, and they have my respect, and I know they respect you, but they put together a big game. Now, I want to ask you about what that Linfield game did, because they put up 5 goals against you guys, and then you bounce right back and beat Masco, and now you're on a winning streak. So what did that Linfield game do for you and the kids?
Well, I think we came out really fast. We scored, which is one of our objectives. We played a great first period. And lately, aside from yesterday, our second periods have been very undisciplined in all 3 zones.
Really?
We took some stupid penalties. We woke Linfield up. They took advantage of it. Then the needle went totally the other way. They gained momentum from it, and they played great hockey. They just they took it to us in every way, shape, and form for the next second and third period.
Mm-hmm.
and we completely fell apart, and especially at home, where we sort of try to pay more attention to detail, obviously we didn't have it. And but again, you have to learn from it. You can't dwell on it.
Mm-hmm.
You have young kids, you gotta try to spin it. And we were able to do that. So, Linfield, it was almost the same reversal. We played them earlier in the South Boston tournament. They were up 2-0 on us. After one, we came back, scored 4 straight in the second, and won 4-2. They did exactly the same,
mm-hmm.
almost.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was. But hey, listen, they're a good hockey team.
Oh yeah, and everything is. Dependent on something else. And I wonder, I've asked you this before about, especially with young kids, the mental aspect of the game? Because obviously, at Winthrop High School, with some of the other schools, you guys have kids who have been skating all, you know, they got great physical skills and so on. But is that a question of mental, I don't know, focus or something like that? As you said, when you get a bad second period.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, listen, the game's 90% mental, no matter how you slice it. You know, your preparation, your in-game preparation, adversity, whatever's happening. You know, it's all about focus. And when you lose your focus, you're gonna lose, and you're gonna give up opportunities. And when the other team's as good as Linfield or some of these other teams, they're gonna make you pay for it. So it's really an emphasis on what we're doing, not them. And the games we've lost, we've beaten ourselves. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was from lack of discipline. So, yeah, I believe, you know, we're learning from it, though. We are learning from it. We've limited the penalties. I mean, aside from yesterday, there were some penalties that were called on both teams that I didn't think were warranted, but then at the end it got out of control a bit. But, that's the rivalry between us and Marblehead anyway. So, you know, it's like going out and playing street hockey or pond hockey with your brothers, your cousins, your best friend.
Yep.
You're going to fight. You both want to win so bad. You're going to fight. You're going to claw. You're going to do anything you can do to win. And that's pretty much what happens whenever we play Marblehead. It's, we know each other. You know, we have a good relationship, but when that puck's dropped, everything goes out the window.
You still have a good relationship with those Marblehead kids like you have over the years?
Oh, they're great. There's some really, really good kids there. And now even the coaching staff, Timmy Kalinowski and the boys, they're all great kids. Kulovich and, oh, my God. Names escape me right now. But
you'll get it back. Don't worry about it.
I'm so tired right now. But anyway, they're all Koopman. Sorry, they're all great kids. They're all world kids, and Mark does a great job there. And listen, it's a war. We knew it was going to be a war. They were as physical as I've ever seen a Marblehead team be. They were very, very good. They were very heavy on the puck, heavy on the forecheck, heavy on the body. I mean, there were times during that game they really took it to us, but I thought we were very resilient. We hung in there, and then we started getting really physical, and it came back the other way when we caused some turnovers, took advantage of it, and were lucky enough at the end to be able to come out on top.
Was there a key moment in that game, Dale, where the kids, felt confident or felt like, okay, we can do this? You know what I'm saying? It was a close game. As you've been in so many close games. Was there a key moment when there was a turnaround for you guys?
Well, I just think, we kept coming. And then when we scored the second goal, it was, not late, but there was time left, plenty of time left. But it gave us, obviously playing with a lead. So now we can, have that confidence to go back and revert back to your training and what we practice all the time. And, we give different scenarios in practice, down a man, down two men, you create competitions within your practices,
mm-hmm.
competitions. And, and that's all I ask them to do. I said, boys, we've all been here before. We practice this every day. We drill it every day. And here's a great challenge. Here it is. 2 points are on the line, and let's just revert back to our training and our discipline, and everybody just keep your heads cool, take a deep breath, and just get it done.
We've talked many times about how your kids, they play the entire length of the rink and how much how important defense is in terms of your forwards. Dale, can you mention a kid or two who has really been solid for you as a forward, playing the whole sheet of ice, playing defense and so on?
Well, our drummers on this team, Mike Hogerson's been fantastic. Sophomore, Joe Pumford has been incredible. He had a couple yesterday. Phil Boncori, one of our captains, he was amazing yesterday. I mean, he had two, I think he had two and one. He took the game over. He played very physical. He's the captain of the football team, but he's a sniper. He took the game on his shoulders last night, and at the end was right in the middle of everything. You know, those three have been playing pretty darn good hockey for us consistently. And on our, you know, back end, Paul Ferrara, Aiden Savillas, I mean, these guys have been warriors. And our goaltending is obviously, you know, it gives us a chance every single night to win.
Mm-hmm.
He's phenomenal. Mike Donahue was just a phenomenal athlete playing net. And, you know, just very happy with the way he's been playing. He steals games for us. And when you have young kids in key positions, you sort of get exposed at times, and you run around, and this kid just is a wall back there.
It sounds like these guys are growing together pretty quickly.
Yeah, they are. They are. You know, they feed off each other. They're feeding off each other. You know, at first I had the big three together, but you know what? You have to break it up to get some balance, and they've all been up and down in the lineup. We're trying to find that combination. I think we've finally found it. I really like the combination we put together against Marblehead. I think it was three well-balanced lines. And that's probably what we're going to stick with, barring hopefully any illness or injury. Mm-hmm. But I was very, very happy with the way these kids played.
Excellent.
They played their hearts out. They never gave up. We forechecked like we've never forechecked. And you know, we've changed our practices around to creating, because we haven't been generating a lot of offense, and I think maybe we scrimmage too much and kids don't have the pucks in their sticks enough, and we've been going to a lot of small area games and a lot of puck handling and in close play and competitions, and I see it now in our gameplay, because we're generating a lot more offense, some great A chances, we're on rebounds, we're in tight. So we're going to stick to that.
All right, hold on. I got to interrupt you. How do you come up with that? Because you know, you've been around. You have a history of doing things a certain way. So how'd you come up with what you just mentioned?
Well, I just think, you know, it is a game of three. We always say it is. I think at times I believe defense wins championships, and I might be a little guilty of being, you know, too defensive and, you know, throwing a one man in a lot. And you know, last night and the past couple of weeks, we've been just emphasizing trust your judgment, third man back, just don't get caught without a third man back. And it's generated a lot more down below the dots. We've been all over them,
mm-hmm.
and we're creating a lot more wraparound chances, which we haven't really done because we, you know, I think we're a little bit too regimented, and that's on me. So we've changed our culture a little bit here and our landscape of how we want to play. And I'm actually seeing the benefits because we skate very well as a team, and I don't want to stop that. I want these guys to really get on the forecheck, disrupt the breakouts, come back to the neutral zone, help the D, you know, play a really good speed transition game, play with pace, and you know, just from what we've been doing in practice, it's been so high tempo. I really am starting to see, you know, the reward in it.
I love listening how you adapt because you've been doing this for so long. I'm guessing that you get advice from others or you see things that are going on and you say, well, maybe we should try something else. And I think, Dale, for a guy who's been around as long as you have, that's kind of a mental thing on your own. That you have to, I guess, continue nurture, because sometimes we can get complacent saying, well, we know this, we've been around for that.
Yeah.
But also, you know, if you can keep that young thing going on in you, it helps. And that's pretty cool. So you must be listening to other people as well.
Well, I think the game, you know, the day you stop learning is the day you should get out of the game. You're learning all the time. You're learning different, you know, ways how you have to treat these younger kids now. And just the game's evolving all the time. And if you're not evolving with it and listening to your assistants, I mean, I have great assistant coaches. They're always, you know, they're always giving input. And, you know, now we, you know, they came up with this depth chart of a lineup, which,
yep.
which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, listen, it's everybody. Everybody has to have a seat at the table. You know, I've always said I don't want yes, man. I want to be challenged. And, you know, they've done a great job at recognizing you know, some of our strengths and our weaknesses, and you know, we're putting together a much more efficient game plan now, rather than just going into it saying, you know, we're going to shut you down. We have to worry about us taking control. And one of our goals is to make sure we get the first goal every game. That's a huge, huge objective for us. It's our number one, you know, goal in the first period is to get that first one. So now we play with a lead, and we have been doing it, and it has helped out quite a bit.
Unbelievable. All right, Coach, you're off until next Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, we got the Fishermen at Winthrop. Obviously, another huge rivalry, having Marblehead and Gloucester back-to-back. That, you know, there was. And it's great for the Northeast Conference. You know, we have to keep our conference, you know, going at the top. And it really helps us, obviously, us being bumped down to D4 whenever we can play teams in D3 and do well. It obviously helps us immensely. So, you know, we're gonna prepare just like we did for everyone, but especially Marblehead. With, you know, it's gonna be physical. It's gonna be, you know, you're gonna fight for your ice. You're gonna have to earn every inch of that ice out there. And you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Oh, Coach, thanks for taking the time once again this weekend. Dale, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and I'll check in with you next week, no matter what.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Coach. Be well.
Take care now.
Take care. That is Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School hockey coach, boys hockey coach, but I think everybody knows that. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.